first time I finally got Woo Woo, nobody really even knew what they looked like, with the exception of, you know, that music video that I think they made for $10 for Method Man. But the problem was the business of Wu-Tang. They missed a photo shoot. The only photos they had, I guess, you know, featured like them in masks. At the time, you know, this is pre-internet. If you missed a photo shoot, there was no way for a magazine to course correct. The magazine came out, but instead of these photos, everybody had a basic, not even like an illustration, but a caricature. Raekwon the chef, there was an illustration of Raekwon. Randy's got like a chef's hat. Old Dirty Bastard is pictured with a blow-up doll. I didn't like them, but the thing was I completely understood the position that they were put in. Without art, we would have to kill the story. I didn't think the illustrations reflected the seriousness of what I'd witnessed. Because musically, Wu-Tang was just off the charts. I thought it looked corny. Some stories turn out great, some stories don't turn out great. This was one I felt that was only okay. And, you know, you move on. It came out, nothing happened. I didn't hear anything from the group. First person that I see, Master Killer walks up. I didn't know him at the time. And he says, "Yo, is you Trio?" And I said, "Yeah." Bam, I get hit in the face. He's right cross, right to my left eye. "That's just to let you know, Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. We come real with our shit. We ain't no fucking cartoon characters."